ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने वी हेव् स्टार्टेड् सीयिङ्ग् अनुवाकः 8, and we are half the way of the Bhashyam, Ashtamaha Anuvakaha, where specifically Omkara is praised. The Pranavaha, the unique name of the Lord, the sound symbol of Ishvara, the Om, the sound symbol of the Lord, Omkara, is glorified in this 8th Anuvakaha. Because Omkara is going to be the object of the Alambanam, the symbol of Ishvara. When I say Ishvara, we have to remember, of course, there is only Ishvara. The only Ishvara is given three different names, functional names, as Virat, Hiranyagarbha, and Antaryamishwaraha. Until now, our meditation was on Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha. But here, at this Omkara Upasana, we can say, who is meditated upon? Is Hiranyagarbha or Ishvara? Antaryamishwara. We can take any way. Here, Omkara is used an alambanam for Hiranyagarbhaishwara. Or you can say, Omkara is taken as alambanam for Antaryamishwara. What is the difference? Only Bhagavan, only Ishwara is given two different names. So when you look at the reality, absolute reality, as the one endowed with the power of knowing, is Ishwara. And that power of knowing is unmanifested. If we look at the reality as the one endowed with the unmanifested power of knowing, called Maya, Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam Brahma is said to be Antaryamishwaraha. Then Ishvara is said to be Karanam Brahma. The same Ishvara is looked upon as the one endowed with the manifested power of knowing, thereby obtaining in the of subtle universe. Ishvara is given the name Hiranyagarbheshwara. Same Ishvara, again looked upon as the one in the of the manifested grass universe, is said to be Virat. So Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Antaryamishwara are three different functional names of only Ishvara. So Antaryamishwara is said to be Karanam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma. Antaryam or Ishvara is Sagunam Brahma. There also Antaryamishwara is said to be Karanam Brahma. Hiranyagarbha and Virat are looked upon as Karyam Brahma. Why? Gross manifestation is Karyam. Subtle manifestation is Karyam. The Ishvara in the form of the manifested universe, subtle universe and gross universe is said to be Karyam Brahma. Whereas Ishvara is the one in whom the entire universe remains resolved, unmanifest as Maya, is said to be Antaryam Ishvara as Karanam Brahma. So here, the Omkara can be taken as an alambanam of Karyam Brahma or Karanam Brahma, Ishvara, or Param Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma also. Therefore, Omkara happens to be a symbol of Ishvara. It is glorified. Let us just recite this mantra once, and we go straight away to the portion where we were seeing. Om iti Brahma, Om iti idagam sarvam, Om ityetad anukriti hasmava, apyoshavayetyashavayanti, Om iti samani gayanti, Ogam shomiti shastrani shagumsanti, Om ityadvaryav pratigaram pratigrinati, Om iti brahma prasauti, Om ityagni hotram anujanati, Om iti brahmanav pravakshannah, Brahmopapnavaniti, Brahmaivopapnati, Brahmaivopapnoti. Omityagnihotramanujanati, Omiti brahmanav pravakshannah, Brahmopapnavaniti, Brahmaivopapnoti. Okay. So here we started seeing the Bhashyam on this portion. We have to see the Bhashyam part. So Vyahrityatmanaha Brahmanaha Upasanam Uktam. In the previous sections, we have seen the meditation prescribed. The meditation on Hiranyagarbha, as we invoked upon Vyakritis. Meditation, Hiranyagarbha meditation, invoked upon Vyakritis, was mentioned in the earlier section. Thereafter, Anantaramcha, Pangtaswarupena. Just before we came across this, before the Omkar, Antarhradya Hridayani Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, after that we have seen, Pangtaswarupena, the meditation upon Hiranyagarbha as the one in the form of factors. Three sets of five factors each. The meditation upon Pangta Hiranyagarbha as the one in the fivefold world of objects. Idanim sarva upasana angabhutasya omkarasya upasanam vidhityate. Now, in this section, what is the meditation? So, Pangta Brahma Upasanam was prescribed. Before that, Vyakrityatma Saguna Brahma Upasanam was mentioned. Now, Sarva Upasana Angabhutasya Omkarasya Upasanam Vidityate. Now, the meditation of Omkara as part of the meditation. Sarva upasana angabhutasya omkarasya upasanam viditsyate. Now, it is intended to teach the meditation on Omkara, which forms a part of any meditation, every meditation. There's no meditation which does not involve Om as its Anga. Therefore, Sarva Upasana Angabhutaha, Sarva Upasana Angabhutaha Omkaraha. What does it mean? Omkara forms part of any meditation, every meditation. And here, meditation on that Omkara, which forms part of every meditation, is intended to be taught here in this section. This is the introduction of this section. We move on to the next part of the Bhashyam. Para apara brahma drishtyahi upasyamanaha omkaraha shabda matraha api para apara brahma prapti sadhanam bhavati. In this, here Shankara Bhagavatpada states very clearly, Omkaraha shabda matraha api. What is Omkaraha? After all, Omkaraha is a shabda matraha. Means what? Omkara is just a sound symbol. Sound means a monosyllabic word, monosyllabic expression, a single syllable, a word of single syllable consisting of three sounds. Still, Omkaraha shabda matraha api. Para apara brahma prapti sadhanam bhavati. Though it is just a monosyllabic word expression, still it becomes a means of attainment of param brahma, also aparam brahma. It serves as a means of attainment of param brahma, attainment of the vision of the absolute reality. It serves the means of attainment of oneness with Ishvara, aparam brahma. So saguna brahma prapti sadhanam, nirguna brahma prapti sadhanam bhavati omkaraha. Omkara can be used as a means to arrive at the essential nature of, arrive at the absolute reality in terms of its swarupa. It serves as a means of becoming one with Ishvara also. So para apara para brahma prapti sadhanam bhavati, apara brahma prapti sadhanam also bhavati, though it is just a monosyllabic expression. Shabda matraha api omkaraha para apara brahma prapti sadhanam bhavati. When upasyamanaha, the omkara which is being meditated upon as para apara brahma drishtya. Para brahma drishtya upasyamanaha omkaraha para brahma prapti sadhanam bhavati. Though it's just a word, still it serves as a means of attainment of the knowledge of param brahma. If it is meditated upon as param brahma, the same omkaraha apara brahma drishtya upasyamanaha, when it is meditated upon as aparam brahma Ishvara, then it serves as a means of the attainment of oneness with Ishvara, aparam brahma, sagunam brahma. So omkaraha is an alambanam for both sagunam brahma and nirgunam brahma. Both. We can say param brahma, nirgunam brahma, aparam brahma, sagunam brahma. In the same. Now she continues, sahahi alambanam brahmanaha parasya aparasya cha. Saha omkara, saha is saha hi. Indeed, that omkara is an alambanam, a support, a symbol of both param brahma as well as aparam brahma. Like what? Vishnoho pratima iva. Just as the image of Vishnu, a given form of Vishnu, is an alambanam for meditating upon the all-pervasive Ishvara Vishnu. So also, this Omkaraha is an alambanam for meditating upon Sagunam Brahma as well as Nirgunam Brahma, Param Brahma as well as Aparam Brahma. Sahahi Brahman Parasya Aparasya cha Brahmanaha Alambanam Bhavati Vishnoho Pratima Iva. Okay. So all Shankara Bhagavatpada helps us understand why Omkaraha is glorified in this section. And he says, from Prashna Upanishad, he brings to light a quotation. Yetena eva ayatanena ekataram anveti. Yetena eva ayatanena ekataram anveti. Yetena eva ayatanena ekataram anveti. This is the second mantra of the fifth section of the Prashna Upanishad. Iti Shrutehe means what? Here is a statement of Shruti from Prashna Upanishad, which states, Yetena Yeva Ayatanena Yekataram Anveti. Ekataram anveti. What does the statement say? Yetena eva ayatanena. With the support of this Omkara as a symbol only, with the support of this Omkara as a symbol, the person who is meditating upon Ishvara, anveti, ekataram anveti. Ekataram anveti means what? If he meditates upon Parambrahma, he attains the vision of Parambrahma. Meditates upon Aparambrahma Ishvara, he attains oneness with Ishvara, Aparambrahma. Ekataram means, ekataram anveti means, he attains either of the two. Either of the two means either of the two, whichever he meditates upon. So, Prashna Upanishad also reveals the same fact. Now he moves on to the actual mantra discussed in the sixth chapter, in the section, seven, the eighth section. Omiti. There, repeats that first line of the mantra. Omiti Brahma. That he takes and he says, Omiti. First, he explains the meaning of the word iti. Why Om iti? There, iti means what? Om, you know, Om is a monosyllabic word, sound symbol of Ishvara. What does the word iti mean? He says, iti shabdaha swarupa paricheda parichedartha. The word iti, the expression iti here is actually to make us understand that swarupa parichedartha, it is specifically for stating that meaning of the Omkara need not be taken into account here. The word alone should be taken. Swarupa parichedartha means what? Swarupam means the meaning. The meaning of the word is not taken into account here. The word alone is taken for meditation. Om. That word alone is taken as an alambanam for meditation. Swarupa parichedartha. Swarupam Parichinati means what? It limits the Omkara. As what? Iti Shabdaha Swarupa Parichedartha. It limits the Omkara as a mere word without its meaning. So we are not meditating upon the meaning of Omkara. We are only taking Omkara, just the word. Om iti etat shabdarupam brahma iti manasa dharayet. So first of all he says, manasa dharayet. One should hold in one's mind. Dharayati holds. Manasa dharayet. One should mentally hold. Holding mentally means what? One must have a thought in one's mind. One must hold mentally means one must entertain a thought. What is the thought one should have? What should one hold? What should one think? Om iti etat shabdarupam brahma. Om iti etat shabdarupam brahma. This om, this word om, this expression om, this monosyllabic word om is nothing but brahma. Om iti etadi shabdarupam brahma. Iti manasa dharayet. This om is nothing but Brahman in the form of a sound. So one should remember this in one's mind. One should hold this understanding in one's mind that this monosyllabic word om is Brahma. Om iti etate shabdarupam Brahma. Yataha, why one should think of om as Brahma? Yataha, om iti idam sarvam. Because all that is here is nothing but om. The whole entirety of the universe is nothing but Brahma, om. Therefore, all that is here is Brahma. All that is here is om. Therefore, om is Brahma. Sarvam hi shabdaswarupam omkarena vyaptam. So Shankaracharya explains now. How can we say all that is here is, okay, first we understand all that is here is Brahma. Everything here is Brahma. Sarvam hi idam, idam sarvam hi Brahma. Idam sarvam hi omkaraha. Therefore what? Omkara is Brahma. How do you say that? Sarvam hi shabdaswarupam omkarena vyaptam. Shabdaswarupam means what? Sarvam hi shabdaswarupam. Sarvam shabdaswarupam means every word. Every word is omkara. There is no word which is not omkara. Therefore, every word is omkara because every word is in and through, every word is nothing but omkara being pervaded by omkara. Omkarena vyaptam. Sarvam shabdaswarupam hi omkarena vyaptam. Every word indeed is pervaded by omkaraha. How? We'll see here. He gives an example here. This is a gross example to understand something very subtle. This example again from the Shruti. Chandogya Upanishad. Tad yatha shankuna iti shutyantarat. So it is, the sentence is not given completely here. You can understand, yatha shankuna. Shankuhu means membrane. Shankuna yatha parnani vyaptani. Just as leaves are pervaded by any leaf, every leaf is pervaded by thinnest membranes. Similarly here, the entire world of sounds is pervaded by Omkara. Entire universe of sounds, the word Shabda Prapanchaha, the world of sounds is pervaded by Omkara. Means every word is pervaded by Omkara. How? Here, this Akaraha is a guttural sound. The first sound which is uttered when we open the mouth is Akaraha. Then when we close our mouth also, the lips come together. The sound uttered at the time of closing also is Makaraha. So Akara, the guttural sound, and Makara, the labial sound. In between Akara, Makara, all bits are there. All sounds are there. All vowel sounds, all consonants. You can say Achaha, Halaha, Swaraha, Vyanjanani. All alphabets, all vowel sounds and consonant sounds do not rise anywhere else outside of this Akara and Makara. So in between we can say all gutturals apart from Akara, all guttural sounds, all palatal sounds, all cerebral sounds, all dental sounds, all palate, all labial sounds, all of them are represented by one sound, Ukara. So Akara, Ukara, Makara together constitute Om. This Om stands for all the sounds. And all the sounds alone form the words. Any word and every word is formed of these alphabets put in different order. So the words are not outside of the sounds. The words, all the words are constituted of the sounds. The sounds are within Om. And not only that, the words represent, the words stand for the forms, the objects denoted by the words. In fact, this entire world of forms, along with their functions, do not exist outside of their respective words. Every object, along with its function, enjoys its existence in its word, respective word, a corresponding word. That word is nothing but sounds. The sounds are within Om. Therefore, Om stands for the vowels and consonants. All vowels and consonants stand for all the words. All the words stand for all the objects denoted by the sounds. And all the objects constitute the word. Therefore, this entire world of forms, names and functions is nothing but Omkaraha. Therefore, all the words are pervaded by Omkaraha. Every word is pervaded by Omkaraha. That's what Chandogya Upanishad also, the third mantra, the 23rd section of second chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, Tad Yatha Shankuna, just as leaf is pervaded by membranes, so also the entire world of sounds, the world of words, Shabda Prapanchaha, Nama Prapanchaha, is pervaded by Omkaraha. Iti Shrutyantarat. But don't take Omkara for granted. Om is one word which stands for every word. Om can be used to denote anything and everything denoted by any other word. You can say, use the word book, pustakam. That what is denoted by the word pustakam? It can be denoted by om. So whatever is denoted by whichever word, everything can be denoted by one word, om. That is why om is not ordinary navaha. It is not ordinary name. It is pranavaha, a unique name. Prakarshena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. That by which everything is uniquely denoted, one word, is pranavaha. Okay. Let's move on to the next word now. So what Shankara Bhagavatapada wants to show simultaneously is, whatever, as a commentator, he states, should not contradict the Vedashastram. When he comments upon the Upanishad mantras, his commentary, whatever he comments upon, his commentary, of course, should be in conformity with the Vedic vision. Should contradict the Vedic intention. Therefore, he also quotes in between Veda Upanishad mantras. Shrutyantaram also states the same. The Om here is as the truth of everything. The end of the prapanchaha. Abhidhana tantram hi abhideyam ityataha idam sarvam omkaraha ityuchyate. Now the question of idam sarvam omkaraha. Listening in the class itself is enough for you. Idam sarvam omkaraha iti uchyate. This entirety of the world of words is omkaraha. The entirety of the world of objects is omkaraha. All this is omkaraha. All this is said to be omkaraha. Why? The reason is given. Abhidhana tantram abhideyam iti karanataha ityataha. Abhidhana tantram abhideyam. Abhideyam means what? Abhideyam means meaning of the word. An object denoted by a given object, denoted by a given word, meaning of the word is abhideyam. Abhidhanam is a word, a name, denoting a given object. Abhidhanam is name. Abhideyam is object denoted by the word. Word and its meaning. Abhidhanam is a word. Abhideyam is the meaning of the word. What is meant by the word? What is denoted by the word? So a given object. So abhidhana tantram abhideyam means what? Every object, any object denoted by any given respective word, okay, is dependent on the denoting word. The denoted object, meant object, is dependent on the denoting word. Abhidhana tantram hi abhideyam. Why? Without a word, an object cannot have existence. Let me tell you, make it clear very how. Suppose you tell somebody, please bring me that. If you specifically point out and show, please bring that to me, the person can go and bring that. You simply say, please bring that to me, bring that to me, bring that to me, bring that to me. What is there on the top? Anything, what do you say? You do not say exactly what that the pronoun that refers to. Please bring that pen to me or book to me or cup to me, chair for me. You have to say specifically, bring that chair, bring that cup, bring that table, bring that pen, bring that book. You have to specifically state that. Then the person can bring. If you simply say, bring that, he cannot bring. So an object has to be denoted by a specific word. Only then the person can bring specifically what you exactly want. Which means, abhideyam. Abhideyam. What is denoted by a given object, given word, meant by a given word, the meaning of a given word is dependent on the word meaning that object, denoting that object. Therefore, idam sarvam omkaraha. All the objects are dependent on their word, respective words. All the words are not outside of omkaraha, are pervaded by omkaraha. Therefore, all that is here is omkaraha. Omkara stands for all the sounds, all the alphabets, vowels and consonants. All the vowels and consonants stand for all the words. All the words stand for all the objects. All the words constitute the whole. Therefore, what? Omkaraha is the whole. So, abhidana tantram abhideyam. In the tantram, it is a means, literally. It also means ashrayaha. Abhidana ashrayaha. Abhidana ashrayam abhideyam. That is the meaning. Abhidana tantram abhi abhideyam iti. Atah ityataha. Idam sarvam omkaraha ityuchyate. All that is here is said to be omkaraha. Because no form, no function, no form associated with any function exists independently outside of its respective word, which is not outside of omkaraha. Therefore, all that is here is only said to be omkaraha. Idam sarvam omkaraha iti uchyate. Further, omkarastutyartham uttaraha grantaha. Having talked this much about omkaraha, Shankara Bhagavatpada, now he says, uttaraha grantaha means what? The text which is following. Om, om iti. After commenting upon the word iti, having talked about omkara, now Shankara Bhagavatpada says, omkara stutyartham uttaraha grantaha. Uttaraha grantaha means what? After om. Om iti Brahma, he explained. Om iti dagum sarvam, om ityetadanukruti hasmava. Like that, until Brahma eva upapnoti, until the whole text. The whole text of this eighth section, which follows after the statement Om iti Brahma. That section, omkara stutyartham uttaraha grantaha, uttaraha grantaha, the following text contained in this eighth section after omiti Brahma is specifically for the glorification of omkaraha. The entire following text contained in this eighth section is for, specifically for the glorification of omkaraha. Omkara stutyartham. Stutyartham, for the purpose of the glorification. Uttaraha grantaha omkara stutyartham. Okay. Why omkara stutihi? He gives the reason. Upasyatvat tasya. Tasya ஓங்காரஸ்ய உபாசியத்வாத். வாட் இஸ் த ரீசன் ஃபார் பிரேசிங் ஓங்காரகா, க்ளோரிஃபைங் ஓங்காரகா? தஸ்ய உபாசியத்வாத், ஆஸ் தட் ஓங்காரகா என்ஜாய்ஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன், ஆஸ் ஆலம்பனம் ஃபார் மெடிடேஷன். திஸ் ஃபாலோயிங் டெக்ஸ்ட் is specifically for the purpose of the glorification of Omkaraha. Is it clear? See, tasya upasyatvam asti, tasya Omkarasya upasyatvam asti. See, upasyam means to be meditated upon, an object of meditation. Upasyatvam asti means that Omkara has, enjoys the status of being an object of meditation. What does it mean? An alambanam for meditation, a symbol of meditation. Therefore, the following text is specifically for the purpose of the glorification of Omkaraha. Omkara stutyartham uttaraha granthaha upasyatvat tasya தஸ்ய ஓங்காரஸ்ய உபாசியத்வாத். யூ வாண்ட் மீ டு புட் சம் சிம்பிள் சம்ஸ்கிருதம்? தஸ்ய ஓங்காரஸ்ய உபாசியத்வம் அஸ்தி, சக ஓங்கார உபாசிய, அத ஓங்காரஸ்ய ஸ்துதி. ஓகே, ஓம் இத்தேதனுக்ருதி, ஓம் இதி ஏதது அனுக்ருதி. Anukritihi is a feminine gender word. Anukaranam is a neuter gender word. Same meaning. Om ityetad anukritihi anukaranam. Okay. See, this word om is what? Anukritihi. Anukritihi literally means even copying. Anukaranam means simply copying something, is called anukaranam. But here anukaranam means anukritihi, or anukaranam means acceptance. So this om, which stands for the whole, which pervades all the words here, is used as an expression of acceptance. Om iti yetad anukritihi anukaranam. This om is used as an expression of acceptance. Okay. Karomi yasyami va iti kritam. Kritam means uktam. ஓம் இதி அனுகரோதி அன்யஹா. த டூ பீப்புள் நவ், டூ பீப்புள் ஆர் கன்வர்சிங். ஒன் பர்சன் சேஸ், தி பர்சன் வாஸ் சப்போஸ் டு டூ சம்திங், ஹீ சேஸ் கரோமி, ஐ டூ திஸ் ஆர் ஐ ஷல் டூ திஸ், யாஸ்யாமி ஐ ஷல் கோ. Va is there. Va means yasyami va, means what? Shall I go? Karomi va, should I do this? Shall I do this? Karomi va, shall I do this? Yasyami va, shall I go? Iti kritam uktam. Kritam is equal to uktam. When a question is asked by one person, other person conveys his acceptance. He says, okay, you can go, you can do. What does he say? Om iti anukaroti. He expresses his acceptance. He expresses his permission By saying what? Om. Om iti anukaroti. The person conveys his acceptance of other person's, what other person wants to do, by saying Om. Om iti anukaroti. Karomiva, yasyamiva, iti kritam. Uktam. Even it was said, Anyaha, Om, iti anukaroti. Okay, you can go, you can do it. How does he say? Om iti anukaroti. Anyaha, Om iti anukaroti. Ekaha pruchyati, karomiva, yasyamiva, iti ekaha pruchyati. Anyaha, Om iti anukaroti. One person asks, shall I do this, shall I go? Other person expresses, conveys his consent by saying, Om. Ataha, Omkaraha anukritihi. Therefore, this Om itself is expression of acceptance, expression of permission. Ataha omkaraha anukritihi. Hasma vai. You can remember the mantra here. Om ityetadanukriti hasma va. That the hasma va, at least vai, because sandhi, that va, vai becomes va. What do this hasma va, vai? What do they convey? Shankaracharya says, hasma va vai iti prasiddhartha avadyotakaha. Prasiddhartham avadyotayante. Hasma vai, these three sounds, ha, sma, vai, they do not convey any specific meaning. Then what is the purpose of using them here in the mantra? They actually, kim kurvanti, prasiddhartham avadyotayante. So, prasiddhartha avadyotakaha. See, dyotakaha means revealer. Avadyotakaha means revealer. These three sounds, hasma vai, actually are the revealers of prasiddhartha, the popular meaning, well-known meaning. Prasiddhasya arthasya avadyotakaha. Prasiddhasya omkarasya prasiddhasya arthasya avadyotakaha. They are the revealers of the well-known meaning of the word omkara. What is the well-known meaning of the word omkara? It is said, anukrititvam prasiddham hi omkarasya anukrititvam. Anukrititvam, omkara having the status of being an expression of permission, is well known. Omkaraha having the status of being an expression of permission is well known. Therefore, this omkara's meaning of omkara stands for an expression of permission. Omkara being used as an expression of permission is well known. That well known meaning is brought to light, revealed, conveyed by these ha sma vai. Therefore, it is said, ha sma vai iti prasiddhartha avadyotakaha. Prasiddhartham avadyotayante. They reveal the popular meaning, well-known meaning of omkara being anukritittvam. the acceptance, permission, or approval. Hasmavaiti prasiddhartavadyotakaha prasiddham hi omkarasya anukrititvam. Anukritihi is prasiddha. Prasiddha artha. Prasiddha artha anukritihi. Anukritihi means what? Permission, approval, acceptance. Okay. Now further he continues. Apicha and further, moreover. O Shravaya. Iti praisha purvakam ashravayanti pratishravayanti. Ashravayanti is the verb. Shravayanti. See, shrunoti hears, listens. Shravayati, making other person listen. Causative verb of shrunoti is what? Shravayati. And with the prefix a, you add ashravayati is equal to pratishravayanti. The prefixes may change, the meaning does not change. Okay. Ashravayanti, patishravayanti mean the same. It means O Shravaya iti praisha purvakam ashravayanti. So here first the priests have to, the Rigveda priests have to keep all their oblations ready. Okay, when the ritual is being performed, and they'll be chanting mantra, first kindle the fire, and they keep all the oblations ready. When they are ready, prepared to offer oblations into the fire, and oblations are offered into the fire, actually as an offering to the devatas. So whichever devata has to be invoked, has been invited to accept, to receive the oblations, the devata has to be invited. And the certain way how the devata should be invited. Now to invite a specific devata, certain specific mantras have to be recited. So when these priests are ready to invite, ready to offer oblations, and they give instruction, they will not invite. These priests, a group of priests. We know we have all, there are four groups of priests. In a main ritual, when people perform a main ritual, a big ritual, there must be four groups of priests. Yajurveda priests, Rigveda priests, Atharveda priests. All priests must be there. So there must be Hotaraha. Hotaraha Rigveda priests. We all know very well. And there must be one chief of that one group. There's the leader of that Hotaraha. Leader of the Hotrus. Then there is a group of Yajurveda priests. They're all Advriyavaha. And there's one chief or the head priest, one head of Advaryu Ganaha, one head priest of Hotru Ganaha, one head priest of Udgatha Ganaha, one head priest of Brahma Ganaha. So Brahmanaha are the priests of Atharveda priests. So one group of priests get ready to prepare all the oblations. They are supposed to offer oblations, but they cannot invite the devatas. Inviting job is inviting the devatas for accepting oblations. That is Java, another group of devatas, other group of priests. Therefore, the first when they ready and they inform, they instruct, oh, may you all come, oh, Devatas, please do come. They would invite. Therefore, these people, the priests who are ready with their oblations to offer, they instruct, they give instructions to the Yathraveda priests to receive Devatas, to invite Devatas and to receive them. To instruct them to invite the Devatas, they say what? Om. They say Om and then they tell, come on, may you invite the priests. You invite the Devatas. They tell, instruct the other priests, a group of priests, to invite Devatas. And the invitation must be in such a way that they, all the Devatas, listen, hear, and they come. And to accept the oblations. Therefore, O Shravaya, iti praisha purvakam ashravayanti. And he is known as the those who invite the priests who invite the Devatas, receive them, are known as Agnidraha. Agnidraha, the singular word. Agnidraha is the name of the priest, specifically who invites and receives Devatas. Therefore, is it praisha purvakam ashravayanti? Even instructing the Agnidra to invite the Devatas to receive the oblations, they say Om. O Shravaya iti praisha purvakam ashravayanti. Afterwards, praisha purvakam. Then praisha purvakam ashravayanti pratishravayanti. They again, other group of priests who are supposed to invite the Devatas, they invite the Devatas first uttering Omkaraha. So instruction to invite also begins with Omkaraha. Invitation also begins with Omkaraha. That is what is said here. Praisha purvakam ashravayanti pratishravayanti. So the mantra with which they invite is said to be praisha mantraha. The next, tatha om iti samani gayanti samagaha. Of course, the samavedinaha, the udgathinaha, we can say udgataraha. Udgataraha, the Samaveda priests also, they recite the Sama mantras in praise of Devatas. See, a group of priests have the job of inviting, receiving the Devatas with chanting proper mantras. Once they come, and the Devatas will be praised, glorified. And Samaveda mantras do the job of praising, glorifying the Devatas by their Samaganam. Therefore, what do they do? They also first utter Om. Om iti Samani gayanti Samagaha. So Samagaha means those Vaidikas belonging to the Samaveda. Or Samavedinaha, Samagayakaha, those who proficient in reciting Samaveda mantras, singing Samaveda mantras, they sing in praise of Devatas after saying Om. Then Om Shomiti Shastrani Shamsanti. Okay. Shastrani Shamsanti. Now the Rigveda priests known as Hotaraha. What this Hotaraha do Rigveda priests? They also recite their mantras. Please make a note, the word Shastram here means ഋഗ്വേദ മന്ത്രം. ശസ്ത്രാണി ഋഗ്വേദ മന്ത്രാസ്. വെൻ ആർ ദീസ് ഋഗ്വേദ മന്ത്രാസ് നോൺ ആസ് ശസ്ത്രാണി? ഇൻ എ സ്പെസിഫിക് സിറ്റുവേഷൻ, ഇൻ എ സ്പെസിഫിക് അക്കേഷൻ, വെൻ ഋഗ്വേദ മന്ത്രാസ് ആർ റിസൈറ്റഡ് വിത്തൗട്ട് ദി സ്വരാസ് ബൈ ഗ്രൂപ്പ് ഓഫ് ഋഗ്വേദിസ്, ദേ ആർ നോൺ ആസ് ശസ്ത്രാണി. Specifically recited Rigveda mantras in a given specific occasion without the swaras are known as Shastrani. And Rigveda mantras, who recite the Rigveda mantras also, first they utter Om, Om Shom, Om Shom iti Shastrani Shamsanti. Rigveda priests recite the Rigveda mantras, saying Om Shom. Shastrani Shamsanti. Shastra Shamsitaraha Api. Shastra Shamsitaraha means what? Shastra Shamsita is a singular word. Shastra Shamsita means reciter of a Rigveda mantra. Shastra Shamsitaraha means reciters of the Rigveda mantras. Who came reciters of the Rigveda mantras? Rigvedis. The Rigveda priests who alone are eligible to recite the Rigveda mantras, specifically without swaras, for a given purpose and a given occasion, are said to be Shamsitaraha, Shastra Shamsitaraha. Also, recite the Rigveda mantras saying Om Shom means no Veda mantra by any priest at any occasion can be begun without Omkara. Always, any mantra, any priest begins his action, begins his chanting, only with, begins his ritual, only after, say, uttering Om. Tatha Om iti adharyuhu prati garam prati grinati. It's also you've seen already. Tatha Om iti adharyuhu prati garam prati grinati. Adharyuhu also. Adharyuhu, the Yajurveda priest. Ajurveda priest also begins his recitation of mantras only after chanting Om. Pratigrinati means recites, chants. Om iti Brahma prasauti. Prasauti is equal to Anujanati. So Brahma is Atharvaveda priest. So Atharvaveda priest also expresses his permission or approval after saying Om. Om iti Brahma prasauti Anujanati. See, Brahma, the Atharvaveda priest, is said to be the one who is supposed to be giving instructions to all other priests, Rigveda priests, Samaveda priests. Come on, now you recite in praise of Devatas. Now you invite. That they are supposed to be giving instructions also. So this Brahma, the Atharvaveda priest also, he expresses his approval, he expresses his instruction only after saying Om. Om iti Brahma prasauti anujanati. Om ityagnihotram anujanati. So the person who has to perform agnihotram ritual, agnihotram ritual also, seeks permission. When he seeks permission, the person supposed to give permission, first says Om, Om. Can I begin this ritual now? The person asks. The person who gives permission tells him, Om. So he reveals his expression of permission, saying, Om. Om iti agnihotram anujanati. Juhomi ityukte. Shankaracharya explains, Juhomi ityukte. Om ityeva anujnyam prayachyati. Om ityagnihotram anujanati. What does it mean? Shankaracharya says, Juhomi ityukte. Om ityeva anujnyam prayachyati. He says, Juhomi ityukte. Now, I'm going to begin performing the ritual. Juhomi. I shall do this ritual. The person states that he is ready to perform. And the permission has to be given. How does he give the permission? Anujnyam katham prayachyati. Om ityeva anujnyam prayachyati. The other person gives permission saying Om. They do not use any other word except Om. Asking for permission, Om is used. To give permission also, Om is used. Question is asked with Om. Answer is given with Om. Om ityeva brahmanaha pravakshyan vachanam. Pravakshyan, pravachanam karishyan. Om ityeva brahmanaha pravakshyan. Pravakshyan means what? Pravachanam karishyan. Pravakshyan is equal to pravachanam karishyan. Pravachanam karishyan means what? Karishyan. Adyeshyamanaha. Om ityeva aha. The person, who is the person here? Brahmanaha. Who is the Brahmanaha? Any Brahmachari, a Vedic student. Here a Brahmana is a Vedic student who is able to study Veda or who wants to learn Veda. So, with a desire to learn Veda, Adyeshyamanaha, as the one who is desirous of learning the Veda, says what? Om. Om ityeva aha. Utters Om. Om iti pratipadyate. So when he chants Om, when he recites Om with the desire to learn, study Veda, what should be his thinking in his mind? When he says Om, there is a prayer in his mind. Uttering Omkara with an intense prayer in his mind that let me acquire, may I gain the knowledge of Vedic chanting. May gain the knowledge of the chanting of all the Veda mantras. So if that's a prayer. With that prayer, he says Om. You mean the prayer is with Om. Actually, the person who wants to learn Veda must have, what must be his prayer? May I learn all the Veda mantras thoroughly, properly. May I learn to recite all the Veda mantras appropriately. With this prayer in his mind, when a person utters Om, the desire to learn Vedas, pratipadyate, definitely, attains. Om iti pratipadyate adhyetum ityartaha. So here he's explaining. Brahma here means Veda Shastram. Brahma Upapnavani means Vedam Upapnavani. Vedam Upapnavani means what? May I attain the knowledge of the recitation of all the Veda mantras. Brahma Upapnavani is equal to Vedam Upapnavani. Vedam Upapnavani means Veda Parayana Jnanam Upapnavani. Let me acquire the knowledge of the recitation of all Veda mantras. Upapnavani means what? Upapnuyam. Upapnuyam, may I attain. Upapnavani, let me attain, let me gain. Grahishyami, I shall grasp. Upapnoti eva brahma. Such a person who begins his study of Veda mantras, means study, learning of the Vedic chanting, uttering Omkara with this prayer, definitely upapnoti eva brahma, he does doubtlessly attain the Vedic knowledge. Knowledge of the Vedic chanting, proper Vedic chanting. He does attain proficiency, expertise in the Vedic chanting. Upapnoti eva brahma. Another meaning is there, athava brahma. The word brahma, if it means Veda, he attains knowledge of the Vedic chanting. If it means paramatma, athava brahma, paramatmanam upapnavaniti, atmanam pravakshyan, prapayishyan, omityeva aha. If a person utters om with the desire to attain the vision of parambrahma, paramatma, upapnavani, atmanam upapnavani, paramatmanam atmanam upapnavani, means what? Let me attain paramatma, obtaining as my own self. Let me attain paramatma, the Swarupa of Paramatma, obtaining as my own Swarupam. With this prayer, the desire to attain knowledge of Paramatma, Brahma, a person utters Om. Uttering Omkara, thinking, okay, with this prayer, a person utters Om. Pravakshyan, Prapayishyan, Omityeva Aha. So with the desire of attaining the vision of Brahma, absolute reality, Param Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma, a person thinking, may I gain the vision of the absolute reality, attributeless reality, Brahma, obtaining as myself. With this desire, a person utters Om. First he utters, simply uttering Om will not bless him with the vision. So he begins his Vedantic study. And he always says Om with this prayer. In due course of time, definitely he will attain, he does attain the vision of the absolute reality, Brahma. Sahacha tena omkarena brahma prapnoti eva. Tena omkarena brahma prapnoti eva. He does attain the knowledge of Brahma by that omkara. See, omkara utterance will not fail. The intention must be clear. The purpose must be clear. And Shraddha must be there. Intense, fervent prayer must be there on spine. And the person utters. In fact, Om, the Pranava mantra is specifically, only Pranavaha is given as a mantra for a sannyasi. I should not reveal this secret to you. I tell you, Because my Upanishad says here, a day of sannyasa, actually the pranav mantra is given by guru to the student. On the day of sannyasa, grihasthas who enter to sannyasa ashrama, they give up the whole night, they perform Gayatri Homa and they recite Gayatri mantra, which they have been reciting for the day of Upanayanam. They give up that mantra the next day. The whole night they are supposed to chant Gayatri mantra on the bank of Ganga, which a grihastha, one must have been chanting from childhood, from the time of Upanayanam. He continues throughout Brahmacharya ashrama, grihastha ashrama, even Vanaprastha. Now as sannyasi, one supposed to give up that Gayatri mantra japa. Then what is the one mantra he is given? Pranava mantra. Okay, then pranava becomes his mantra. So pranava is a sannyasi mantra. That's why Om is not supposed to be uttered merely by people of other ashramas. Om should be combined with what? Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo, Om Namah Shivaya. It's all allowed. Just Om alone is not allowed for people of other ashramas. Anyway, so tena sahacha tena omkarena brahma prapnotyeva. By uttering that omkara, the intense prayer, definitely this person attains the vision of reality. Omkara purva pravruttanam kriyanam phalavatvam yasmat tasmat omkaram brahma iti upasita iti vakyarthaha. What is the message here conveyed finally? Shankara Bhagavatpada says, brahma upasita, may one meditate upon Ishvara as Om. May one meditate upon Om. May one meditate upon Ishvara as Om. May one invoke Ishvara, Karanam Brahma, Antaryam Ishvara, as Om. Why? Omkaram Brahma iti upasita. Here Brahma is karyam, Karanam Brahma, Antaryam Ishvara. May one invoke Ishvara on Omkara. May one meditate on Omkara as Ishvara. Why? Tasmat, because of this reason. What is the reason? Omkara pura pravruttanam kriyanam palavatvam. All rituals, all activities, all endeavors, whether secular actions or sacred rituals, religious rituals or mundane activities, all endeavors have the status of being fruitful, useful, fruitful. Palavatvam, all of them, all rituals, all activities, religious activity, religious rituals or mundane activities, religious or mundane activities, secular sacred activities, all of them become fruitful if they are begun with Omkara. Omkara purva pravrut, Omkara purva pravruttanam kriyanam palavatvam asti. All rituals definitely are fruitful. They become effective. Palavatvam means they all have the status of being effective, fruitful, when they are begun with Omkaraha. Omkara pura pravruttanam kriyanam palavatvam yasmat tasmat, because of that reason One should meditate upon Omkara as Ishvara. Iti vakyartha. So Omkara ucharanam palavatvam means effective, fruitful. Omkara dhyanam is fruitful. When Omkara is uttered, there must be intense prayer. So anything prayed for intensely, fervently, uttering Omkara, that prayer, that thought becomes definitely real, true. The prayer becomes fulfilled. Omkara pura pravruttanam kriyanam palavatvam asti. Ataha tasmat omkaram brahma iti upasita. Omkaram brahma iti upasita. May one meditate upon omkara as brahma. Iti vakyartha. Iti ashtama anuvaka bhashyam. Here the doubt may come. We were talking Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha all this time. Suddenly you are talking about Ishvara. Hiranyagarbha is also Ishvara. Yes. Hiranyagarbha is Karyam Brahma. Ishvara. The Ishvara looked upon as the one in the form of the entirety of subtle universe. Suksha prapancha rupena yada Ishvaraha bhavyate, tada Ishvaraha Hiranyagarbha iti uchyate. The same Ishvara is looked upon as Karanam Brahma, as Antaryam Ishvara, as the one in whom the everything remains unmanifested as Maya. The one who is endowed with the unmanifested power of Maya is Antaryam Ishvara. Maya stands for unmanifested, subtle and gross manifestations. Maya stands for the unmanifested whole. That whole, unmanifested whole, is in the form of unmanifested power of knowing, which is not outside of the source of the power, Ishvara, Antaryam Ishvaraha, is Karanam Brahma. And here Omkar also is what? Om is Karanam. Om is Karanam. Cause. Om is the Karanam. All the words are Karyam. Karyani. All the words constituted of all the alphabets are like the effects. And Om is like the cause. The cause pervades the effect. Any cause pervades its respective effect. Here all the words are effects and for which Omkara is the cause. Therefore here, Ishvara as Karaneshwaraha, as Karanam Brahma, is to be invoked upon Omkara. So the word Brahma can be taken as Veda. With the word Brahma, is taken as Param Brahma also. Brahma Upapnavani means what? We can never attain Brahma. So may I attain absolute reality, Paramatma, Param Brahma means, may I discover, may have the clear vision of the absolute reality obtaining as my own self. With this prayer, with the intense prayer to have the vision of Paramatma, a person utters Omkara also, in due course of time, you should bless him with the vision of Param Brahma. A person utters Om, the prayer to learn, to chant the Vedas, understand the meaning of the Vedas, definitely he'll be blessed with expertise in chanting the Vedas, the proper swaras, okay, appropriately. So any prayer intensely expressed, fervently expressed with utterance of Omkara becomes fulfilled. That is the greatness of Omkara. That is the glory of Omkara, Mahima of Omkara. Therefore, one must meditate upon Ishvara as Om. Om. It is a very simple class. And so really, we're all looking forward to enter into second chapter, Brahmananda Valli. And we have to wait for another class to enter into second chapter. The most interesting, the most important section of this Taittiriya Upanishad. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.